Hey, 3 years ago, you told me that despite the recovery, that the Fed would issue QE4. And yeah. Even though
and they did,
and they did,
they had. They
and
did.
They're not calling it QE4.
And we got more money. There's more money in the world. There's more money in the world than there is world. That money's on money got money on money. It's the goddamn
the
thing you ever seen.
The banks must be in trouble. The repo markets, the QE, the buying treasuries.
They got no money.
The banks don't.
No, they got no money.
Okay.
Guess what? They can't loan money. You know why? They ain't got none.
Yeah. And that's why.
Do you understand why when you go to cash a check, people actually have checks. Well, nobody has checks. If you actually had a check and you went to a bank to cash it, then it's drawn on and you don't have an account there, they charge you a big fee for it. You know why? Because they don't really have that money to turn loose of. But if you're an account customer, it's not real money. You can spend
That's
it.
That's why you told Roxy over the weekend that when she goes to her bank and they don't have the bank. I know they don't have the money in the bank. It's all lent out.
It's not lent out. They don't have any to lend. They don't have any to lent out.
Yeah. Notice we said lent.
No, that's right. You know where we said lent? Already lended, post-lended money. They don't even have the post-lended money.
Okay.
You see.
Hey, now here's the new subject.
Yeah, that's it. So, no, you're not through with that. That's the best subject ever. You just explained why the drops are the only currency. You just explained it. How it's going to fold.
Here's the question I have with the drops. Let's say,
all right.
You know, for it to be global, everyone in the world would have to adopt.
It already is.
The drop.
It already is.
Okay.
Stop. That's not true. That is the most ridiculous thing in the whole wide world you've ever said. So you're saying in order for the yuan to be the currency, everyone in the world must peg their currency against the yuan. Well, that's just a damn lie.
Well, the U.S. dollar.
All that's got to happen is two people got to agree on the exchange.
Yeah.
And as long as that keeps happening, there's no conversation.
Okay.
I'm not. No, you're not. they did this back when they was counterfeiting $100 bills or this or that or not or tot or stot or slot or flot. When they collected the gold and silver certificates, remember they quietly absorbed them. They recalled the gold and it caused a big run. Now here they just quietly absorbed the silver certificates and gold certificates. But now all the drug dealers wanted the old $100 bills so they could scan to see when you had a house full of it. Well, then that had to get done. You know why? Because there was so many of them $100 bills, they couldn't reconcile M2 to it. That's why they don't post that in the Wall Street Journal. They have M0 now. They don't even post that. Can you find it posted anywhere? You got to really
look. I've looked recently, and no, I've had some difficulty.
Yeah, and that used to be the front page of the Wall Street Journal, M1,
sure.
M2, everything. Laid out exactly where we were. Because then even stupid economics, even the Kevorkian Luddites could calculate what our exact degree of position of inflation, deflation, or balanced trade economy.
Right.
We knew what the GNP was. We knew what the GNP and what the GDP was, and we could juxtapose that to see how the world economies were doing in fair, in kind, compared to our bell-curved, inflation-proof, balanced capacity through the Federal Reserve. That was a mouthful of
words. As long
as
they keep that balance, everything will just keep
going. Sing a song of sixpence, a catcher in the rye. Ballinger got it right.